It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
And for that, we welcome you to the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight the 2022-2023 basketball season begins for the Benedictine men as they're playing host to Haskell Indian Nations College. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's producing and engineering back in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts will be here courtside. Gus will be along, and the teams have developed kind of a nice tradition of opening the season among themselves as over the past handful of years. Benedictine welcomes Haskell back once again to Atchison, Kansas, and Haskell under the tutelage of now, hard to believe this, isn't it, eighth season head coach Matthew Downing. Two teams coming out of the court. We're getting set for the national anthem. We'll be back to bring you the introductions of the starters. And there are some new names, and we'll be telling you all about them when we return. We'll be back here in the Nolan right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken bacon ranch loaded potato olays, just $3. Chicken bacon guac street tacos, just $2. Chicken snack quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, welcome back again to the Nolan. Happy to have you along with us here this evening on Care Radio as Benedictine opening up the 2022-2023 basketball season. Getting the starters introduced from the public address announcer, and we will pick them up from him as we go along here tonight. And here we go. First of all, for Haskell, we mentioned under head coach Matthew Downing, they're going to be starting Ira Black Bear, Trey Gates, Bonte King, Isaiah Williams, and Kate Bear. Benedictine, under 12th season head coach Ryan Moody, going to be starting Sam Ungership. Sam is a 6-foot freshman from Blue Valley West High School. They'll also be starting Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad is a 6'2" junior from Kansas City, Missouri. You're going to find starting tonight Preston Reynolds. Preston, a 6'5" freshman from Shawnee Mission East. Also for Benedictine tonight, you'll find Braden Mel. Braden is a 6'1" junior out of Andover Central. And rounding it out for Benedictine tonight, Tyson Caffey, the 6'6" senior from Liberty North High School.
How is that possible? How is Tyson Caffey already a senior?
You think that's interesting and intriguing? With his family sitting right in front of us tonight, I'm going to tell you a little something. Tyson Caffey is the only player, okay, out there tonight for Benedictine who's ever started a game.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that, right?
Coach Moody told me that. I believe it.
And I would have thought that maybe last year in some of the injuries and stuff that they had sustained, I figure maybe at some point that Ahmad had started a game. But I'm not shocked with your couple freshmen and Braden Belt. Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
So there you go.
Ryan wouldn't lead us wrong.
He would never do that. So we're going to see if we can get a couple of Dixie cups and a piece of string, and we'll see what kind of communication we've got with the outside world here.
Oh, yeah, this gym is the worst in the conference.
Oh, no. It's worse than that tonight. And the ball goes up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Haskell, Indian Nations, and with that, we are underway. Ira Black Bear is going to run the ball from the point guard spot. Swing it over to the left side. Getting it there to Bonte King. Back out on top. It'll come Black Bear. Benedictine will start in there. Player defense. The drive will go all the way to the baseline. Look at that little mismatch already. The drive. And a beautiful pass. The shot from underneath is up a good. Black Bear makes it a 2-0 early lead for Haskell.
That time Black Bear got inside Preston Reynolds. And Reynolds just had no chance.
Back up court with it. Benedictine.
Preston Reynolds with the bucket.
There you go. You need a pen?
Yep.
Let me find one.
And now the up-court pass is going to be thrown away and another turnover for Haskell. Those are the best spins ever. They, of course, work.
Look at that. There you go.
So with that, Benedictine putting the ball in play. It's a 2-2 ball game. Not quite 1 minute in. Ravens back up the floor. They'll work around to the left side. Feed over outside the block. Backing in. The turnaround shot. Kyson clanks it off the back of the rim. It is no good, but a nice rebound saved underneath by BC. The three from the right side. Off and short. Rebound slapped back out on top. We get a whistle. We got a foul. And, you know, going in over the top, clanking around like that, guys, you're gonna commit a foul.
Yeah, I figured that it was going to be an over-the-back, and that is what they're going to call. Preston Reynolds is going to go over the top, commit his first foul of the ball game, and at the 18:53 mark, here comes Haskell up the floor in a 2-2 ball game.
They'll walk it up the court. Haskell in kind of a Missouri Valley-esque looking uniform with purple uniforms. But with not orange, but more gold lettering and trim. Here's a runner in the lane. It'll be up and good for Benedictine's Braden Bell.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a orange, yellow, gold. I mean, it's not that good Vegas gold, right?
No.
It's kind of got that orange hue to it.
So around to the left side with it. Haskell has it. Trey Gaines with the basketball. He'll drive in. And again, I'm trying to figure out how they get the mismatch that they've got. Somebody as small as Trey Gaines being guarded by somebody as big as Tyson Cathy. There's a shot up in the air.
Oh, it's easy. I can tell you without looking.
Haskell leading in the ball game now 5-4. How is it?
Look how little Haskell is out on the floor, right? I mean, and so at that point, Tyson has to guard somebody, and that's just the matchup right now.
Here's a feed underneath, the turnaround shot. Nope, tipped up, missed badly. Rebound, on a, it's going to be saved by the Ravens. Feet in the middle, Tyson has it stolen away, taken out of his hands. And up court with the basketball will come the Indians.
We're 2.5 minutes into this ball game, right? I love the way that Preston Reynolds plays.
Air ball, shot short for Haskell. Ravens coming the other way, that's going to be Alon Lewis into the forecourt with it. Lewis will come right, turn in, spin, turn, shoot, miss. Benedictine, we have no statistics, no internet, but Ravens shooting about 1 of 8 or so in the game so far. Here's a runner on the other end, up and good. Black Bear has 4. It's now 7-4 Haskell. We're 3 minutes in. Back up the court for Benedictine. It's going to come Sam Ungashik, 6-foot freshman, Blue Valley North, rather West, Blue Valley West. And there's a shot in the middle by Preston Reynolds. Gus, this afternoon, I told you, Benedictine's got a 6'5 freshman guard that you're going to like, that I like. That's Preston.
Yeah, and I told you a moment ago, I really like Preston. Like, he is a high-motor guy. He's a matchup nightmare, I think, for a lot of teams. I think he's going to be fun to watch, and I'm going to throw this out here. We're 3.5 minutes into game one. He might be a guy who makes a little noise for conference freshman of the year.
Tyson Caffey up top slips, and now making sure he's not injured himself. Here's a drive by Ahmad. He'll spin from 14. And a rebound is on the floor. Ravens had already all broken back on defense. Haskell all alone to come up with the defensive rebound.
The home rims are not kind so far.
Have not been. Benedictine struggling a little bit. Here's a fadeaway shot from the left side. It's going to be up, in and out, no good. Rebound to go back down. BC, 4 minutes into the game. 7-6, Haskell out front. Walking it back up is going to be Ungashik. Sam with the ball, comes off the screen, looks inside, no shot there, feeds underneath, big guy all alone, kicks it back out on top, three from the left corner, nope, rebound, followed, and home. Preston Reynolds, 2 more.
Preston Lewis has 6 of the Ravens' 8 points so far.
8-7, and Benedictine is back in front. 15.5 to go in the opening half. The drive left, the shot up the window is up and good. Trey Gaines with a couple. Back then with it will come Benedictine. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Around to the left side, here's Ahmad for 3. Because the Ravens are shooting a lot of 3s so far. Not hitting any of them, but shooting a lot of them.
Yeah, they're shooting a lot of 3s, and right now they're getting lucky that Preston Reynolds is playing really well in the lane and getting a lot of backdoor layups. But now we're going to see Ahmad Lewis to the free throw line for 3.
That's going to be a foul committed by Isaiah Williams. for Haskell. It'll be his first team foul one. Benedictine has committed only one, and that is going to be on Reynolds. Free throws up. It fails. Ravens trailing in the ball game at 9-8. Second free throw is good. It ties the game. They got one more shot as Benedictine makes, count them, four substitution.
Yeah, so they're going to bring Joel Adise into the ballgame. Anthony Hall will be in there. Number 25 is Matthias Dockery. 22 is Jake Thompson. So Thompson is one of the more familiar names that you're hearing as Ahmad knocks down two of his three free throw opportunities.
And here comes Haskell. Up over the basketball, they'll go. Swing it around to the right side. Driving in the finger roll high off the window, but it won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Ahmad Lewis. He'll bring it up the court. 5 minutes gone in the ball game. They'll dump it over to the left side to Belt. He'll cut into the lane. One hand push pass underneath. Adise gets trapped down on the baseline. Trying to get away. Finally gets a skip pass over to Tony Hall. And back out with it will come Benedictine. Shot clock at 14. Running the ball clip from the point now is going to be Matthias Dockery. The feed over to the right block. Shot clock at 7. Turning around to Dise. Kicks it across the floor. Baseline 3. Up. Nope. Rebounding it back down to Haskell.
That time Dise passed up what would have been a higher percentage shot underneath.
The feed was up. It's blocked. It's fouled. And Haskell will come to the line. That personal foul is going to be assessed to Matthias Dockery. And it'll be his first foul of the game. 14:25 to go in the opening half. Ravens lead Haskell at 10-9. Shot up. No good. One more coming up here for Bonsi King. King will take his time and eye it up. I don't know. What's King look like? He's about 6'4", 6'3 and a half, 4, something like that. He'll fail on both free throws. And back up the floor, here comes Benedictine. 14:14 to go in the opening half.
I printed one.
I can't find it.
Hand me that stuff. I'll get it for you.
Thank you. I went through it a couple of times and missed it every time through. Here's a feed over to the baseline left. Nope. Rebounding it back down. Here's Benedictine. Tate Bear, or rather, Castle. Tate Bear comes up. The long shot. No. Rebound, Adise. Is that them?
That's them.
Yay!
You just had to look down there.
Ah.
That's the only indicator.
Yeah. Because there's a couple that say women's and none of them say who's.
Yeah. Nope.
Crazy. Here we go. Driving into the lane. One-handed rider. Nope. But a foul called at BC will come to the free throw line. And that is going to be Jake Thompson.
Yeah, that time Jake Thompson did a good job of getting to the lane in a hurry. A nice strong move. And as the defender slid at the last moment, he's going to be whistled for the block. He's going to bring the Ravens to the free throw line. Jake Thompson looking to put a little more room between the Ravens and Haskell.
Well, he'll do it. Doubles the Benedictine lead with a single shot. It's now 11-9, Benedictine. 13:37 to go in the opening half. Ravens lead by a pair here at home.
Right now the Ravens, 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
Second one, airborne. He'll get them both. Now 12-9, Benedictine. BC has rolled off 4 unanswered points now. Inside 13.5 to play in the half. Nice crowd, a modest crowd, but a nice crowd on hand here in the Norman tonight. Beautiful acceleration into the lane, using his body to fend off the defender, and Ravens will commit a foul. It's going to be whistled on Matthias Dockery. I got him for 2.
Shouldn't shock you that a 25 is in foul trouble, right?
25's getting in a little foul trouble. First free throw of 2. Yes, up and in. Dockery out of Park Hill South High School, a 5'10" freshman.
So Dockery checked in. He's probably out there for, a minute and a half, and now he's going to check out with those 2 fouls.
Yep. Sam Ungerschick coming back in for BC. One more shot coming. It is up. It is good. And so, knock it down, both of them. That is Brian Strom. The Raven lead cut to 1 at 12-11. 13-13 to go in the half. Ungerschick with the basketball. He'll take it over to the left wing. kicks it over down to the right side, back and in, the dish over to the left, and Jones just got to get a little more confidence in his shot. Driving in, the shot is up and in, and don't you love the way that Anthony Hall used his back, holding off the defender, squared up, and laid it off the glass.
Yeah, I really like how Anthony Hall finished that shot, but back to finish your point, I agree that Joel Adise just, he gets to the bucket and then looks to pass, right? Passes up the two-footer to shoot it out for an 18-footer.
There's the first point to the ball game for Tate Bear. Tate is a 6'4" junior from Kama, Iowa. Yeah. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Here they come. It's a one-on-one break down the floor. Changing hands. Shots up. No good. Out of bounds. Haskell basketball.
That time, two Ravens went for the rebound, and the ball just went off their hands and rolled away. The ball's going to come back underneath the Haskell bucket with 20 seconds on the shot clock.
Alexander Ellenwood, a 6'6 freshman from Idaho, is going to check in now for Haskell. Indians with the basketball. The Ravens up one. Here's a three from the left. It's up and in. We haven't seen a lot of that. That three by Tate Bear. The only threes in the game, I believe, guys, belong to Haskell. I do not believe Benedictine has hit a three yet, have they?
No, and that's Tate Bear with both of those threes, right? He's got a pair of them. And he's a pretty good shooter from the top of the key.
Here's Adise. He does go into the lane and can't hit the driving layup. Pulls it up short, but they're going to say he gets fouled. And we have seen, it feels like, a lot of fouls called early and already in the game tonight.
Yeah, what's that going to be? About half a dozen fouls, and we're not even 10 minutes in.
First foul of the game by Alexander Ellenwood for Haskell. Stepping up there for the Ravens as Joel Adise, 6'6 senior from Nigeria. The free throw, just a little bit short. That thing got about 8.5 feet off the ground. One more shot coming up for Joel. Long look, and right in.
That thing went like 10.5 feet up and stuck over the rim. But Joel knocked in 1 of 2, and the Ravens cut back to within 1 at 16-15.
No arch on that shot. Back around to the right side. Little backdoor pass. Left-hand hook. It's up and good, and Alexander Ellenwood gets his first point of the game. And the Indians go up on Benedictine now at 18-15. Three-point shot to the other end, looking for the tie. Does it go in? Brian Strom coming up with a rebound. And quickly into the forecourt. Here comes Haskell. Ravens trending by three. Haskell with the basketball. The drive down to the baseline left. Reverse layup. It's going to go up. It won't go in. And a rebound cleared away by Adise. Benedictine back up court with it. Ungershick with a basketball, and he'll bring it across the timeline, working over in front of the scorer's table, down the right side with the right-hand dribble, slows it up there, keeps it alive, skips it over to the right side of the lane, backing in at D-Say, stumbles, and travels. Returning to the game for Haskell, we're going to get Trey Gaines and Isaiah Williams. Isaiah Williams out of Lame Deer, Montana. Trey Gaines is out of Beggs, Oklahoma. Inside 11 to go. First half. 18-15. Indians by three. Haskell has the basketball. They'll start to the left. Drive down the side of the lane. The dish underneath. What a pass and a DC! What a block! And what do you got?
They're going to say it went out of bounds on the block. But a great job by Joel to get way upstairs to reject that shot, and it's going to come back to Haskell. What? Maybe even under their own bucket.
10.5 to go in the half. Indians lead the Ravens 18-15. Salam will come in, and they've got it over on the left side. Ellenwood feeds to the right side of the free throw line, and the shot goes up just as you heard the shot clock buzzer go off. Doesn't go in. Benedictine up the court. Here comes Ungashik. He'll bring it out to the top. Gets it back over to Preston Reynolds. Reynolds goes right side. Driving layup doesn't go in. We get a foul. Whistle is going to be on Tate Bear.
And we're going to see Preston Reynolds come to the free throw line. Preston kept us half a dozen points early on. He had, what, like 6 of the Ravens' first 8 points? And then kind of checked out, but now coming to the free throw line looking for his first free throws of the night.
That one, perfect. Again, Preston Reynolds out of Shawnee Mission East High School in Leawood, Kansas, a 6'5" freshman guard. I don't know, because in this day and age, 6'5" guards are a quality commodity. You know, back in the days of the Iceman, if you were 6'5", you were the biggest post in the country.
Yeah, you were the post, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, but at 6'5", they're able to kind of get him on a mismatch, get him underneath where he can post up or bring him away from the bucket. So.
Second free throw will not go in. Haskell comes up with it, and they lead by two. 18-16, approaching the midpoint of the opening half. The ball was out on top. Tate Bear has it. They'll drive it all the way around to the baseline left. Trey Gaines goes in, shot, too strong. Rebound underneath, and Ravens are going to take it away. And again, coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Preston Reynolds. Reynolds dumps it over to Jake Thompson with the left-hand dribble. We'll move it across the timeline. And now it's going to be stolen away from Thompson. Driving in, up, reverse layup. No. That was going to be a pretty shot if you'd been able to score it. Didn't. And up court with it will come Benedictin. And they'll throw it away. The outlet pass from Braden Belt was actually closer to Cougar than to anybody.
Yeah.
We're going to get a media timeout. We burned what? We're going to take a break here at 9:40 to go in the opening half. Finances in Kansas. Haskell Indian Nations College 18, Benedictin 16.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Here in the Nolan. Just looking at the upcoming sports schedule on Care Radio, we're going to be in the Nolan a little bit over the course of the next 4, 5, 6 days here.
Yeah, you got a few games coming up here.
Right. We've got high school football on Care Radio tomorrow night and Friday night. We'll talk about that. Saturday, huge day, as we have Benedictine football at 1 in the afternoon up at Wilcox Stadium, and then the BC guys at 5, the BC women at 7 Saturday, and then right back again your Tuesday for the Benedictine men, because after this quick 3-game flurry at home, Raven guys are gone for like 2 weeks.
And did you see the terrible news?
Mm.
Because the Benedictine football team is most likely going to make the playoffs, right?
Okay.
Going to miss the trip to Mount Mercy this year.
No.
Yep, it's that first Saturday of the playoffs, round one. If you make it to round two, you're going to miss Oskaloosa. If you make it to the national championship game, you're going to miss Clark.
You know what Charlie Brown would say, right? Rat. Ball's going to be stolen away by the Ravens, and BC up the court. Sam Ungershit drives down, feet underneath. Going to be batted free, stolen away, and back up with Wilcoma Haskell. 9 minutes to go in the opening half. Haskell on the run. Here's a running three. Boom! That was a step and a half above the top of the key, thrown down by Brian Strom.
Haskell's a really good shooting team, right? I mean, they've been able to step away from the bucket and hit some long shots.
21-16, Haskell. It is their largest lead of the evening. Here's a long three for Benedictine. Rattles home. Knocking it down is Braid Belt.
Is that St. Benedict?
21-19.
Is that St. Benedict?
Sure is.
Okay,
yeah,
so he hit it from, like, what, the east spire, maybe?
Yeah, I would say, maybe. Yeah. The new floor pattern here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Here's a drive into the lane. No, Preston, Ned. What's the call here?
We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the drive as Preston Reynolds went to the bucket. He got fouled as he was going up. He's going to come back to the free throw line. He's 1-2 tonight.
How about this? That is from a local guy, Gus. Mason Spoonhunter. He's a 6'6" freshman from Mayetta, Kansas.
Well, when I was typing that earlier today, I said, Mason Spoonhunter. I said, I feel like we've seen him in high school as he went to Royal Valley.
8:20 to go in the first half. Men's college basketball this evening. Debut game of the 2022-23 basketball season.
Royal Valley's played some really good basketball in the last couple of years.
Free throw. It's up and in. So, hit and a couple. Benedictine draws closer. Now 21-21.
How about that? With the two free throws right there by Preston Reynolds, he's now nearing double figures. He's got 9 of Benedictine's 21.
Back up court with it. Pass going Trey Gaines. Gaines gets it over to Bonze King. Out on top it comes. Haskell being patient, working against that Raven player defense. I guess there's a new guy out there on the court that I want you to take a look at for Benedictine. Matthias Dockery. I don't know if you saw him a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
got a bright future.
If you blinked, you missed both of his fouls, and he came right back out.
Here's a little turnaround shot. Trey Gaines gets two more. Haskell pushes ahead again at 23-21. BC over to the right side. The feet to the block. Kathy kicks it all the way across the floor. Ahmad Lewis runs, shoots, no. Tips, no. Tipped again, no. Rebound, pull back down, Tyson. Shot blocked out of his hands, and they'll say he got fouled. The whistle is on. Alexander Ellenwood, and now he will have his second foul of the evening. So Ellenwood with a couple of fouls, and back to the free throw line comes Benedict, then Tyson Cathy. It's up and good.
So Tyson Cathy hits his first free throw of the night. Askell will use this opportunity to make a couple substitutions, and Tyson can bring the Ravens back to even right here.
No one has been able to put together much of a lead tonight. Largest lead of the game so far has been 5 by Askell. Second free throw, no good, 23-22. Indians in front, 7:27 to go before intermission. Haskell back down the court with it, and that's Brian Strom. Strom over to the left side to Gaines. Dumps it over to the baseline right. Black Bear starts to drive in, keeps the dribble alive, brings it back off on top. 7:14 to go in the half. Shot clock's in 9. Gaines with it back and away. Now we'll just square, shoot, hits a 3 right over the top of Tyson Cathy.
That time he did a little seesaw dribble and just pulled up right over the top of Tyson. That was a nice 3.
Ravens now down 4. Driving in, one-handed runner. Off the back, nope. Tipped up, no. Tipped up, no. Tipped up, no. Point-blank tip-in will not go in for Benedictine. Here's a 3. It will. How about that spell?
Yeah, that's a great spell with a little setback 3. He's got 5.
26-25 Haskell. 6.5 to go in the half. Yeah, I feel like the game's moving along pretty briskly, actually. Feed left. High driving shot at the window is no good. And Ravens are going to rebound it down in BC with a chance to have something they've not had in 10 minutes, and that's a lead. Tyson Cathy, into the lane, spins 360, kisses it off the window, misses again. Ravens are really a better shooting team than this, guys. I'm here to tell you, I know these guys. They can do... They can hit better. Here's a fadeaway from the baseline left. It's good for Haskell.
You know,
Bobby King with 2 more.
You know, the other problem the Ravens are kind of sneaking up on, look at the score, 28. I mean, they've given up 28 points already, and that's a little above where Coach Moody would like his team to be.
We had a collision down to the baseline. Tyson Cathy colliding with Tate Baird. Tate Baird comes up limping.
Yeah, is what happened was I think that as Tyson Cathy was coming down, he made a little contact with the lower leg of Bear.
They're both big men out on the court, okay? Free throw, no. One more shot coming up.
So, Tyson Cathy is now 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Until he's a little better free throw shooter than that.
Yeah. I agree with that. Second free throw, way short. And a rebound coming away to Haskell. Ponte King comes up with the basketball, and up it will come Ira Black Bear. Ira works over to the left side, spins, dashes it back out on top. Little skip pass over to the right to the 28-foot line. Driving into the lane, there's no room. Bumps it back off on top. 15 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Black Bear with it, starts left, comes right, crosses the lane. His cross-court pass batted away. Here comes Preston. Reynolds hooks it over to the right side. The shot up and good. Ahmad Lewis. Reynolds, the assist.
Yeah, get Preston assist. Ahmad Lewis with his first field goal of the game. He now has 4 points.
Ravens back to us at a point. It's 5:10 to go in the half, and we're going to get a Benedict, or rather a Haskell timeout. Taking a T.O. with Cougar at 5:10 to go in the half. Haskell 28, Benedictine 27.
Each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Rather, 5-10 to go in the half. Haskell leading Benedictine here at Atchison, Kansas this evening, 28-27. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts, and Ravens huddle up around head coach Ryan Moody. Gus, count them, Benedictine, 19 athletes. Now, for the Raven coaching staff, there will be a time that they're going to have to make a decision. You know, if there's going to be any red shirts, you know, applied to some of the players or whatever's going to happen. They've got a little time for that. Rules are, what do you get? Six? Four. Four games they need to play before.
No, in football you get two, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's right. You have four basketball games, and beyond that, then that's that. So they've got some time to evaluate a little bit.
Miranda was that problem that year. Remember, she hurt that knee, like, the game after, the first half of the game after, and she had to get a waiver after that.
Exactly. You can appeal that, you know, for a medical waiver. Here's a long three. Not going to happen. Boy, Joel Adese. I don't know anybody who can leave higher than him. Here comes Benedictine.
On this team, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Raven's going to turn it over. Back up Haskell. Right side leaning in. High up the window. Adese made that shot miss without touching it. He intimidated the shooter, who put the shot up a little higher off the top of the backboard, couldn't get it to go in.
And now we're going to see a foul against Ira Blackbear. Going to bring the Ravens back to the free throw line. You talked about the first half, how it had a little momentum to it, a little pace, if you will. It's going to slow down right now with these fouls. Benedictine only three, but that's the eighth for Haskell. The first free throw up, no good for Ahmad Lewis.
Ravens continue to struggle mightily at the free throw line. 4:25 to go in the opening half. 28-27, Haskell in front. They'll have the ball to the left-hand dribble. Around to the left side, it's going to come Brian Strom. And we've got a Benedictine foul in the middle. That's going to be foul number two, I believe, for Preston. Preston Reynolds picking one up.
So the Ravens have four fouls. Two on Preston Reynolds, two on Matthias Dockery. And both of those guys are on the floor.
Black Bear brings it into Ellenwood. Shot clock was reset to 20. Haskell moves it around the outside, leading it here by one. BC will stay with the player defense. Playing with two fouls does not change at all, Preston Reynolds, does it? He's still reaching in and swatting at the ball. Here's a driving layup, and a foul from behind against Benedict, and it's going to go on Jake Thompson.
But some of that, don't you feel, is freshman game one?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's one of those conversations that Coach Moody has with the freshman like that. Like, hey, at some point you need to understand you're worth more to us than that steal or that block shot,
yeah,
right?
You could say that about a freshman, and we've both seen seniors do the same thing.
I know, but.
You know, here's a first free throw up and good for Trey Gaines. You realize that Trey is on the verge of a double-digit first half. That was. Well, I got him eight now.
Yeah. He's looking to tie what? Preston Reynolds right here if he can hit this one.
And nope. He cannot. And Preston rebounds it down. Here comes Benedict.
We don't have stats, and maybe we'll get him at halftime. I'm going to tell you, Preston Reynolds feels like he's on his way to a double-double already tonight.
Ravens Jake Thompson at a Rockhurst High School, a 6-foot senior guard. Back out on top is going to be Ahmad Lewis. He'll start in no room. Comes back right side, Preston. Long cross court. It goes over to the left side. The three-point baseline shot. Nope. For Dockery. Back up with the Wacom Haskell. 3.5 to go with a half. A little bit of a head fake on top. Driving in. The shot up the glass. That was a big-time play right there.
That was a pretty play right there. The ball just kind of floats off the hand, kicks off the rim and in. Nice job right there for Haskell. And and now push this thing out to a four-point lead, a 31-27, 3:10 left.
Again, Thompson with the ball, starts at the top, cuts down the right side of the lane, reverses direction, wants to go to the baseline, nothing there, gets in the lane, turns around, falling away, shot from 13, no. Rebound. Here comes Haskell. Inside three to play in half. Driving down coast to coast and in. As he's getting ready to go for the layup, Trey Gaines has the ball knocked out of his hand.
Can I tell you, I just really thought it shot out of his hand. Checking back into the ballgame for the Ravens is Anthony Hall. He's going to replace Preston Reynolds. Talk about Anthony Hall, a 6'5" freshman out of Park Hill South.
See, again, have you heard the recurring theme? Freshman on this team. Got some freshmen, got some seniors, and not a lot between. Here's a three up and missing. And an offensive rebound is going to be taken away. The follow shot with the left hand is up and good. Trey Gaines. He's at 11. 33-27. And this is the largest lead for Haskell. Coach Moody wants a timeout. Taking a break. Joseph now. 2:32 to go in the half in the Nolan. Indians 33, Ravens 27.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back. Benedictine coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in, and here they come up the court with it. Ravens trailing by 6, 33-27.
During that timeout, we heard ACDC. It just doesn't hit the same for basketball.
It doesn't, does it?
You know,
there are basketball songs, there are football songs. There's your walk-up song, you know, that you used to play when you came to the plate. Ravens are going to get the ball back in play after a mishandling by Haskell, allowing him to get out of bounds down in the baseline corner right. 2:05 to go in the half. BC does not have Anthony Hall out there terribly long, and Sam Ungership is back in. So you've got Sam and Ahmad out there, got Jake Braden, and who's the big guy? It's going to be Joel. Ball knocked away, stolen. Here comes Haskell. He'll square, spot, and hit the three. Trey Gaines totally off the hook right now, man.
Yeah, that was a breakaway three right there by Trey Gaines. And that's the way that the game has progressed a little bit. Like, teams are saying that I can take that three, I can get the two any other time. Now Ungershek is just going to throw away the upcourt pass. It's going to come back. Okay. See, I thought this. Anthony Hall, right?
Yeah.
The Ravens, number 10, was a great high school quarterback. Threw for almost 5,000 yards and 41 touchdowns. So, see Joel Osborne up here like five rows back keeping an eye on him, right?
Well, that's because...
Does Ryan Tate get away?
See, the tall, red-headed young man at the end of the bench, that is also a BC football guy.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Minute and a half to go in the half, and we get a foul.
We're going to get a foul on Benedictine's number 22, Jake Thompson. Thompson's going to pick up his first. Ravens will be guilty of team foul number 6.
And Benedictine in a little trouble, Gus. They're down 9 here. 36-27. Or rather, yeah, down 9 with a minute 25 to go, and Ravens come away with the basketball. Racing up the court is going to be Jake. Thompson, off on top. Braden to Thompson. That's a long three. That's an air ball. It's way short. Playing on the floor. Throwing around, and it's going to be out of bounds off the DC. A minute 9 to go into half. If you're in the Ravens right now, I think you just got to hope not to go into the locker room down double figures, right?
Yeah, right now you're just treading a little water, trying to get to the break where you can maybe clean some things up.
Back up court with it. Brian Strom cuts over to the right, looks down low. Here's a falling away shot. They'll call the travel. Is squaring up for the shot.
And they'll shuffle the feet, my Ponzi King. You love that, right? How many times have we seen guys get away with that square up 100. And it never gets called?
100.
Maybe that's one of those things that they're keeping an eye on this year.
In the last minute and a half now, Ravens have the basketball trailing 9. Hungershick out on top of Dice. Back over to the right side. Sam heads for the baseline. Dumps it off on top. Ahmad over to the left side. Braden to Ahmad. The 3. Air ball again. Back out on top. And we've got
Hungershick caught the ball out of bounds.
Ravens giving it back.
So he shot, caught it. And it wasn't on him. I mean, the ball came flying at him. He caught it on the fly, and he was standing on the baseline.
28, 27, 26 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock off.
The shot is big for both these teams,
oh, yeah.
Right?
It's strictly psychological.
Right. Ravens want to go in less than 10. Haskell would love to go in up over 10.
Exactly. 11, now 10 seconds. Haskell being patient. Now the drive left into the lane. Oh, a beautiful move and the shot. That might have been deflected by Adise. 3 seconds, 2. The shot at the buzzer. Blocked off the backboard. No good. What a defensive play. It's halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from here in the Nolan. Haskell, Indian Nation, 36. Benedictine College, 27.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Welcome back to college basketball this evening. Here on Care Radio. Happy to have you with us and happy to have this basketball season having begun. Benedictine trailing though at halftime, Gus, of game one, 36-27.
Yeah, and for Haskell, they came out and they shot the ball well. Hopefully we get some halftime stats, but it just felt like they were able to knock down a bunch of threes. They just looked sharp. They were a little quicker than Benedictine at times, and I think at the break, Coach Moody's going to go in and talk to his team and say, hey, A, we got to stop the ball, we got to slow them down a little bit, but the defense has got to be better. 36 points at half, and you say, well, that's not bad for college basketball. It's only at 72, but it's just a little higher, I think, than Coach Moody probably wants to see Haskell right now. You got to bring them back down a little bit. You'd really like to hold them somewhere around that 60 versus 70. Taking a look at the shooting for both these teams. First of all, for Haskell, Trey Gaines, right? He was impressive. Came in, knocked down double digits in the first half, couple threes, hit one or two free throws on his way to 13 points. Tate Bear came in, he knocked down 8 points. It was 5 for Brian Strom. 4 for Ira Black Bear. Bonzi King with 4, and coming off the bench was Alexander Ellenwood. Ellenwood with a pair in the first half. For Benedictine, they put 7 guys in the scoring column. They were paid by Preston Reynolds, the freshman, knocking down 3 of 4 free throws on his way to 9 points. Brayden Belt hit a 3 on his way to a 5-point first half. Ahmad Lewis, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. He had 4 points. It was a 2-point first half for Anthony Hall, 2 for Jake Thompson, 1 for, thank you.
Thanks very much.
1 for Joel Adise, and Tyson Cathy knocked in a free throw in the first half.
Crowd has continued to filter into the Nolan Gymnasium as the evening has worn on. It's a nice little crowd, and again, you know, sometimes it's difficult for the fans to make that adjustment from one sport to another, particularly when they continue to overlap. High school football playoffs continue this week, and of course Benedictine, they've got two more regular season games before postseason comes. So we are fully in, you know, the two sport portion of the year.
Yeah, and tomorrow we have Sportsbook, and we have a Friday move to Thursday type game.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot of things to talk about when we get back, but right now we're going to take a little break. What do you say? It's halftime here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball at the break. It is Haskell leading Benedictine 36 to 27.
Oh, yeah, 36-27.
All right. With that said, Joseph, we'll take it back to you in the Care Studios. We'll be back here right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine men's basketball as the Ravens are playing host to Haskell. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Atchison High School versus St. James Academy in football action at 7 p.m. But of course, tune in at right around 5:15 to make sure that you hear all of Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursdays, right around 5:15 or so. Then on Friday, we'll have JCN at Centralia for one heck of a game that will be at 7 p.m. Friday evening. Join us for Benedictine football as the Ravens will play host to Evangel at 1 p.m. on Saturday. I'll be back in just a moment.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Taking a look at our free webpage, mscsports.net, we find that our Athletes of the Week, brought to you by Highland Community College, are the Jefferson County North Volleyball Team and the Donovan West Volleyball Team and Ethan Knoll. We also, of course, have the Blast from the Past. That would be Clara Lindstrom. And excellent stories about the Twin Valley League all-conference teams being announced, and that Bill Self has been suspended for the first four games. Of course, that's our free website, mscsports.net, and you can also find audio of past games aired on any of the MSC Radio Network stations on our free website. I'll be back in just a moment to take a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles an hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 61. Chance for scattered storms Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the mid-50s on Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 66 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 66 out there. We've got a wind out of the south-southwest at about 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 54%. Our barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.98 inches of mercury. And our moon is currently in the waxing gibbous stage. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Couts right now.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back to the Nolan. Second half of tonight's Benedict and Men's basketball game getting set to come your way shortly. Intermission score, Haskell 36, Ravens 27. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer, engineer, news guy, weather guy, sports guy. Waxing Gibbous Moon. Very well done, Joseph. Outstanding. I think, what do we have, a full on the ninth or something? So, yes. Well done. You probably noticed the proximity of Saturn to the moon last night. Very close, like 4 degrees. Outstanding. Go. Well, right now, what the Ravens need to do is get the basketball in proximity to the center of
the bucket.
Well, they've had it in proximity to the plexiglass. Does that count? No, maybe not.
No, not at all.
Taking a look at the shooting, here's a huge difference, right? Haskell shot 45% from the floor. Benedictine shot 8 of 30 for 26%. From behind the arc, the Ravens were 2 of 10. Haskell, 5 of 11. Free throws. Here's where Benedictine shot okay. They were 9 of 15, but feel like Coach Moody would have liked them to be just a smidge better. But 15 free throw attempts in the first half is a lot.
No question about it. That's a ton. But you got, you know, the Ravens just going to have to get some things. They're going to have to be a little better. They're going to have to work some things out. But again, it's week one. It's a non-con game. I mean, do you want to win? Of course. Do you want to play well? Absolutely. But right now, I think for Benedictine and, again, a team with 19 players suited up, you got to kind of start figuring out what you got in game situations. And let's talk about something. Are you ready for philosophy?
I didn't do so well in that.
I mean, it's okay.
I struggle with logic and nature.
There's no way to do it wrong. Okay, do you, what do you need? What was that? Okay. Some old-time coaches will say, oh, guys, we got to practice hard because you play like you practice. I'm here to tell you, I mean, I want you to practice hard. I want you to play hard. But I have known a lot of guys over the years who, when the lights come on and the crowd gets in the stands, there's a different switch that comes on. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think for some guys, it just takes a minute. And you got to realize that Coach Moody playing a lot of freshmen right now. So for a lot of these guys, this is their first collegiate game. It takes a minute to just kind of settle down, get the nerves out, and just get to where you're supposed to be at this point. For Benedictine, I think it was a big deal to not go in down double digits, but you still don't want to be flirting with trailing by double digits.
Yeah, there's nothing good to being down 9 other than you're not down 10 or 11. Looks like each team has its original starting 5 out on the court. For Benedictine, Ungershick and Reynolds, Belt and Kathy and Lewis. And Armand will take the inbound pass. Benedictine on offense, and because the Ravens shooting percentage has got to get better because they shot poorly in the first. And there we go. And look at that. There's your freshman put points on the board again. Preston Reynolds for 2. Reynolds getting a quick 2. Driving shot on the other end. A finger roll is up and in. Tate Bear is in double figures with 10. So it's 38-29. 19-20 to go. In the lane, the 15-footer rattles home for Sam Ungershit.
For Sam, that's going to be his first bucket of the night.
You know, you talk about the first college game. I mean, besides just the nervousness, isn't there a little bit of that, wow, I'm playing college basketball, and you're like looking around going, really? Am I really doing this? All my life I wanted to do this.
Yeah, I would have said, 10, 15 years ago, yes. But I feel like the summer ball, the AAU ball and stuff like that has really changed the way that some of those guys look at that. Like, because you've seen a lot of summer basketball. All of those players expect to play on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and Thursdays or Wednesdays or whatever your conference is.
Baseline 3 for Benedictine by Belt, no good. Now here come the Ravens down the court. Preston, 2 more for Preston Reynolds.
Hey, give a lot of credit on that steal. Tyson Cathy, he stole the ball, made sure it stayed in bounds, and then got it out to Preston Reynolds, who did a great job of finishing. And now the official says, man, Tyson, like, wet the whole floor down over there. Let's go ahead and clean it up.
18-11 to go. In the game, 38-33, Benedictine, because they've already taken that halftime deficit, and in less than 2 minutes, have cut it about in half. Lots of sports coming up here on CARE Radio. Of course, this game tonight. Tomorrow night, Gus, we're gonna trek up to Amelia Earhart Stadium, and we're going to see the Phoenix and the Thunder. Ball's going to be put in play along the near side. It'll be Isaiah Williams to do the inbound. Dumps it in into the backcourt. Ira Blackbear. starts left, works right, dumps it over in front of the bench. Back out on top, where the book comes, Williams. Has it knocked out of his hands for a moment. Saves it on top. The feed into the back door. It's going to be batted away by Reynolds. Picked up by the Ravens. Racing down. Ungashik for two.
I don't think Cougar needs a timeout.
I kept looking down to the end of the bench expecting Cougar to utilize it. Timeout instead. Sam Ungashik here in the second half has 4 points.
And he just knocked that ball free. It's rolling around on the floor. And now
we're going to get a foul on Tyson. Yeah. That time he was going for the basketball, but got maybe a little carried away and a little too much body. The foul's going to be against Tyson Cathy. It'll be the Ravens' first foul of the second half. And for Tyson, it's going to be his first.
17.5 to go in the game. And it's for all intents and purposes, it's a new game, 38-35. Haskell still with the lead, a lead that they have had for the vast majority of the game. In fact, we were talking about it last time Benedictine led was about 13.5 minutes to play in the first half.
Coach Downing is over there imploring his team to move. Like they've become a little stagnant and stationary on the floor. Whoa!
That's a long three. Comes up a little short. He was trying to beat the buzzer. And a rebound, Benedictine. Here comes the Raven offense. 3-tie. Out on top, Kathy hands it back. Ahmad comes around the right side to Sam. They're kicking to the baseline, cutting into the lane. The fading away shot. That's two more for Benedictus. Braden Belt. And a one-point game in a Haskell timeout. Taking a break with Cougar at 16:50 to go in the game. Indians 38, Raven 37.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
In the second half, Benedictine has outscored Haskell just 10-2, 3 minutes and 7 seconds. Here comes Haskell coming out of the timeout. They are now clinging to a one-point lead. And a few minutes ago, they were looking for a double-digit lead.
The Ravens have come out of the locker room and played really good defense. They're also starting to shoot the ball a little higher clip.
Here's a really long off-balance three that misses, and Joel Adise, who has just come into the game, clears down the board. Into the forecourt, it's going to be Ungashik. Goes all the way to the baseline, got pushed.
That foul is going to be against number 2, Brian Strom. Strom will be guilty of his first foul, and the Ravens will have it in underneath their own bucket with 16:23 left in the ballgame.
Pass comes out on top, and here we go. Cross-court pass batted away. The drive off the steal and the finger roll. Fonzie King has 6.
Preston Reynolds really upset with himself that he allowed that turnover. Now the inbound pass is going to be knocked away. And Ravens just have to get a little better with holding on to the basketball right now.
Benedictine treading a by 3 is worth the 16-minute mark here in the first half.
You want to see a number that Coach Moody's not going to like when you talk in the postgame? Now the Ravens are going to throw it away again.
Sure. What is that? The TOs? Yeah, that's a double-digit number and a half.
I mean, I don't know, and you can ask Coach kind of where he likes to be on turnovers. He would tell you, I don't like to make any turnovers. But I feel like they want to keep it under double digits and not over double digits in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm totally agreeing with that. 16 minutes left in the game. Basketball in the hands of Haskell. Spinning into the lane. Is there no travel there? Apparently not. The lob back out on top. The cut down the left side of the lane. The pushback pass. Driving in. No room. Great defense, man. That's really outstanding. And another 3-point shot at the buzzer misses. They're forcing Haskell into these 30-foot shots.
I was just going to say, that's back-to-back 30-footers for Haskell.
Underneath, the layup is up and good at Isay. And I'm giving an assist there to Undership.
Really like what Isay did right there. Two hands, and now quickly beating Isay back down the floor with Tata Bear. He's got his 12 points.
15-20 to go in the game, 42-39.
Look at Coach Moody bring the team over and say, slow it down.
Yeah, you don't want to get in some foot race. This Haskell team is good, and they're fast. And
a young team is like, all right, we can run, but that's not what Coach Moody wants them to do.
From in the lane, Ahmad's shot misses. Adisa had the rebound for a moment, but it's going to be stripped out of his hands by Bear. And here comes Haskell. 5 minutes gone in the second half. Haskell by three. Make that six. On a long-range shot from the top of the key. Knocking it down, King.
And Coach Moody's going to turn around and try to get Messiah Dockery out to the scorer's table for a little defense.
Okay, well, while I'm kind of watching it here, how many players has Benedictine played tonight? Like 9 or 10, maybe? Something like that? Ravens with it up top side right now. Here's
nine.
Sam.
Nine. Yep.
The three. Got it! For Benedictine. How about Brayden Belt?
Brayden Belt, how about his third three-pointer of the night? He's in double figures with 12.
Ravens had cut the gap to one. And after that, hitting that three, it's now 45-42. For Benedictine, end of the game.
Yeah, Matthias Dockery going to check back in. Preston Reynolds will check back in.
Okay, so what do I have out there? I've got junior and Belch. I got a couple of seniors, and I got a couple of freshmen, I think, for Benedictine right now. 14 minutes to go in the ball game. Ravens in the home white with black and red. Here's a falling away three again, Bonsley King.
And this full court pressure causing the Ravens a little bit of a headache in the backcourt.
48-42. 13:40 to play. The pass into the baseline is going to be stolen away and taken back. Adise goes in, feeds over, lays up and in. Adise the assist. Reynolds will score, but again, because Joel passes the shot.
Yeah, and give a lot of credit right there to Preston Reynolds. He was looking for the rebound, not for the big guy to pass it to him a foot away from the bucket. He was awake, and now another rebound right there by Preston Reynolds.
Preston Reynolds listed in the program as a 6'5" guard. He comes up the floor, light one. Feet underneath the Adise, misses the two-hand layup, but follows it in. When you have, I'm going to coach a little bit. I don't do that. You are a foot and a half from the rim. There's no one within 6 feet of you. You got the ball in both hands. You're looking at the iron. Don't you just go up and flush it?
Oh, yeah. Remember those Yudoka Azubuki highlights from Kansas, right? Like, go up, two hands, pull that whole standard down with you, okay?
12:45 to go in the ball game. Ravens trail by a pair, driving into the lane. Behind the headshot by Bear. We're going to get another. Haskell, timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. It's an exciting game here in the Nolan at 12:42 to play. Indians 50, Ravens 46.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Well, Benedictine's shooting percentage has improved in the course of this game. Ravens are now 17-42, Gus, a little over 40%. Haskell is 20 of 42, about 48%. Outside, Haskell 7 of 18, 39. That's a good number. You can move it probably 39% from the outside, but for the Ravens, 2 of 11. Probably. 18% probably not going to get you, you know, where you would like to be.
You know what that means, though? In the first, what, 7.25 here of the second half, Benedictine's only attempted 1 3-pointer.
Yes.
Right? So they were 2 of 10 going into the break. And that's another adjustment that Coach Moody's team made. Like, hey, cut out the threes. They're not falling tonight. Let's get to the rack. Let's make some contact and hit some higher percentage shots.
And now you talked about a number the coach is not going to like. Benedictine is now up to 14 turnovers in the game as they come up court with the basketball, spreading it by four. Dump it over to the left side. There's Belt, three up, Nuke, rebound. Belt will save it in.
They're going to say out of bounds. Yeah, they're going to say Preston Reynolds was out of bounds and he jumped back in to catch the ball and had never established the court.
You want to hear a number the coach is going to be really liking in the post game? I'll give you one he's going to love, the rebounding numbers. Ravens about rebounded them 34-19, including a 13-3 offensive rebound advantage. 13-3. Unfortunately, you're missing those tip backs. Here's an 18-footer. Good for two more. Fonzie King. Yes, he is having a nice night.
But that 2-footer and that 18-footer count all the same.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. But he just keeps adding those up. Fonzie King having a great game.
Now into the middle, Messiah Zachary with his first bucket.
11.5 to play in the game, 52-48. Ravens trail by four. Haskell with the ball, jumps it down to the baseline right, dribbling it out toward the top. Here's a fadeaway shot, in and out, nope, rebound! Nicely done by Adise. And here comes the Benedictine offense. Ravens coming down into the forecourt with it. That's going to be Messiah Dockery. Feet underneath. There's another bucket for Preston Reynolds. 52-50. BC back to us in a pair. 11 minutes to go. Shot up on the other end. Quickly no good. Benedictine into the forecourt. Dockery out on top of Adise. Over to the left side. Belt. The feet underneath. Adise's layup. Good. And we're tied at 52.
Joel Adise now 7 points for Benedictine tonight.
10:35 to go in the game. We're starting over. Way out on top of the Haskell. High on the left wing. The acceleration into the lane. The dish back to the top. The squared up three. Well short. And an offensive rebound underneath. You know, it's going to be returned to the top.
But you know what that means? That Benedictine went about 20 minutes with not leading.
Yeah. Here's a shot from underneath. It misses. Haskell looking for the foul that doesn't come. Flying down the other way. Runner. It's up and good. And the Ravens are in front on a driving layup by Dockery.
I like the speed out there from Matthias Dockery. He's got 4 points tonight.
The drive to the baseline, the shot missing, and a Benedictine foul.
They're going to get this time Preston Reynolds for his third foul. We're going to get the Understand Media.
Here we go. Taking a break. Jones up at 9:49 to go in the game in Atchison. Benedictine 54, Haskell 52.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hey, we're back here in the Noland. 9:49 to play. Benedictine has taken his first lead, and Gus is mentioning it's been about a half of basketball. Matter of fact, a little over a half of basketball. 23-4, almost 4 minutes since Benedictine had had a lead, but they're in front now by a pair of 54-52. Welcome back, everybody. Ravens coming out on the court. Let's see who they have bring out here. Coming out of the timeout, they will have going to have Ahmad Lewis and Preston Reynolds. We will see Messiah Dockery, Tyson Caffey. Rounding it out will be Jake Thompson. And it's a line for Haskell.
Trey Gaines. Trey had 13 in the first half, and that is his first second-half point. Now up at 14. One more shot coming up here for Gaines. He'll hit them both. So Trey Gaines with two, and we're even at 54. 9:50 to play. Benedictine back into the forecourt with the basketball. They'll work it off on the top side. Looking in. Now the acceleration to the baseline. Shot rejected! Knocked out of the hand of the Ravens. Matthias Dockery, the three on the other end. No. And a rebound pulled down to Ahmad Lewis. Lewis in trouble. Triple teamed it down below. Gets it away. Tyson. Kathy outlets it to the left side. Preston Reynolds back out on top. It'll go Jake Thompson. 9:20 to go in the game. Long cross-court pass. Matthias underneath. Tyson looking. No. Back on top. Shot clock at 8. Working to the right. The 16-footer off balance. No. Tip. No. Offensive rebound. Kathy. Yes. Tyson Kathy for two. And Tyson will have his third point of the game, his first field goal, obviously, tonight. And we're looking at a Raven lead. Shot from the outside, no good. 56-54, Ravens out front. 8.5 to go. Benedictine with a two-point lead and now with a basketball. They'll walk it up the floor. The dish comes out on top. Ravens are working around to the left side. Benedictine with Jake Thompson with the ball. Skip pass over to the right side. Tyson back out on top to Jake. At the three. Jake Thompson. He's at 5 points. Benedictine stretches his lead. 59-54. And we're at 8 minutes to play. The ball's going to be batted away. It's rolling around on the floor. Rams are going to pick it up. Drive it down. Jake in up. Count it. Plus one. Jake Thompson, the Ravens transition, outstanding. And I'm going to tell you what, you got to give a ton of credit to Preston Reynolds. Preston initiated that. Preston started that whole transition basket. And now multiple substitutions coming in for these teams will reset them. But right now at the line, Jake Thompson with a free throw coming is 2 of 2 at the line this evening. Ravens have Sam Ungashick at the top of the key. Yeah? Okay. Sam is out there top of the key. In the backcourt is going to be Adise. Right side of the lane, Kathy. Left side of the lane, Lewis. And the free throw. No. Rebound, Haskell. 61-54, Benedictine by 7. 7:45 to go, clipping along here. The game moving along fast. Strong over to the right. Here's a three. Launched. Missed. Rebound. Adise. Benedictine coming up the floor. Walking it up. Jake Thompson. Jake starts to drive in. Keeps the dribble line. Backs it away. Kicks it over to Ungashick. Sam goes free throw line. Nearly travels with the ball. Lobs it off on top to Ahmad. 7:17 to go in a game. Back over to the right to skip into the lane. And we got a kick. Oh. Did we get a foul call there? No, they're going to call that a kick and a reset of the shot clock to 20. 7:10 to play. Tyson Caffey out there. He pulled out the old floor mop. And he's cleaning it up a little bit. That's a team guy. He's making sure that things are handled and taken care of. Nobody getting hurt. Issue should have been down there with that floor mop. Yeah? Okay. That's what I was waiting for. Ravens are going to put the ball in play. Get pass down low. Tyson Caffey. Backing in. Cuts into the lane. Changes directions. Head fake. Turn shoot. No. Rebound on the floor. Tyson will save it, but they'll say catches the baseline. Gonna go back the other way. It's 6:56 to go in the game. 61-54, Benedictine in front. Little conversation between the official and as goes Brian Strom. Kind of a heart-to-heart talk between the two of them. But now the ball will come up the court. Haskell on offense, but in little trouble now, trailing by seven. Little fade away from 17. There it is. Bucket is going to be up and good. Fonzie King continues to have just an outstanding night. 61-56 Benedictine. And 6.5 left tonight. Freeman's going right to left. Here's at the baseline. The shot is up. Will not go in for a D-State. The official says defender got a little hand on it, blocked it away. No foul called. And now it's going to be slapped away. It's going to be out of bounds and off Ungershick. Ravens are going to bring Preston Reynolds back into the game. Back in the game for Haskell will be Trey Gaines. Gaines has 15 points, but had 13 half. The ball knocked away. Ungershick, the steal, and the score. Ravens want a timeout. They don't get it. Coach Moody was saying, where's my timeout, guys? They don't get one. Ungershick has six now. 63-56. Haskell with the basketball and 5:50 to go. Finding themselves now down seven. Second time of the game, they've trailed by this much. The dish over to the left side. Gaines will work his way to the baseline. Split two defenders. Gets it up and in. Trey Gaines. 63-58. 63-58. Benedictine by five. And as the ball gets into the front court, we get a timeout. Taking a break. 5:28 to go in the game. Raymond 63, Haskell 58.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Five minutes and 28 seconds to go in the ball game. 63-58, Ravens in front. Aaron Lewis doing his best Michael Jackson out of the court here. Not bad.
Not good.
Not great. Not bad. Benedictine taking that time out as Ravens have played very, very well here in the second half. Don't forget to stick around post-game. We're looking forward to having the opportunity to visit with BC head coach Ryan Moody. Ravens have got a lot of new faces out on the court. Right now out there we got out there? Braden Belt is out there and Joel Adise on the floor. Putting the ball in play is going to be Ahmad Lewis, joined by freshman Sam Ungershick and Preston Reynolds. Sam will take the inbound and Benedict is on offense. Ravens will dump it around to the left side to Ahmad and closely guarded by and ultimately fouled by Trey Gaines. It'll be his second foul tonight. And it'll be, what, only team foul three by Haskell in the second half. In fact, team fouls are even at three each for these two clubs with a little over 5 minutes to play in the game. No one on either team in any real foul trouble. Here's Ahmad, starts over to the right side, almost double dribbles with the ball, now kicks it off on top to Sam, skip pass over to the left side, with a falling away three is perfect. Braden Belt makes it 66-58, Benedictine, and quickly on the other end, Trey Gaines hits two, 66-60. So that Raven 8-point lead lasted about 6 seconds. And Lewis back up the floor with it for the Ravens. 4:44 to go. For Benedictine, it has been, with Coach Moody, it's a helm driving layup. It's going to be up and good for Belt for two more. it has been a Raven trademark to play great defense, and tonight has been no exception to that. Right now, again, with 4:20 to play in the game, they've held Haskell to 60 points. Here's a falling away baseline three. It rattles down. Ponzi King hits three, and it'll be a timeout, Coach Downing. Joseph, if you would, at 4:14 to play in the ball game. Timeout here in the Nolan. Raven 68, Indian 63.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan at 4:14 to go in the ball game. This is having a meeting out of the middle of the court. As the teams came off the floor, I think we had a technical called. Coach Downing is going out and talking to the officials and trying to get a little clarification from them regarding that. And we'll wait and see if that's what's happening and what's going to go on here. There is a technical, and the Ravens will be coming to the free throw line here. Coming to the line for Benedictine, Braden Belt. So he'll get the tee shots. This one is good. Braden, a really good shooter. I mean, bottom line. One more shot. And, yep. That, I believe, a technical on Brian Strom. He's been a spirited, let's call him a spirited player during the course of the game tonight. And Ravens are going to have the ball playing in the backcourt, now leading at 70-63. And we're just over 4 minutes left. The BC upcourt pass goes all the way into the hands of Coach Moody. He's the last guy you wanted to see catch that, because when you had to come over and get it away, you came over and got an earful while you were at it. Not what he wanted his team doing on that upcourt play. Trey Gaines into the forecourt. Here's Haskell on offense. We're inside 4 minutes to go. Benedictine looking at a notch of W in their debut game of the season. Here's a falling away three from the left side. Kicked off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound underneath for Haskell by Spoon Hunter. The drive to the right, leaning, the shot, no, but a Benedictine foul. Again, you'll remember Mason Spoon Hunter out there, 6'6" freshman, great basketball player, better football player, 4-year starter in high school, and absolutely outstanding. Probably could have played some football, but wanted to play basketball. Out of Mayetta, Kansas. First free throw. It's up and in. And one more coming up for Trey Gaines. Get them both. 70-65. And we're at 3:40 left. Ravens in the backcourt. Ahmad a little trouble, but he's able to outlet it. Dockery, the shot up, no rebound. Ravens ball as it goes out of play. Touch last by Ponza King. 70-65, Ravens. BC putting it in play. It'll come in and out on top, Braden. Belt will slide over to the left side, starts to drive in, brings it back off on top, skips it down low, a D save, pivoting on the right foot, drives into the lane, stops, dumps it over underneath, too far underneath, down the feet, across the shot, off the glass, and good. Preston Reynolds has been outstanding. You know what? 72-65, Ravens, 3:05 to go. And on the upcourt play, Braden Belt looking to steal the ball away, instead, foul straight game. That's going to be a couple of fouls on Belch. The ball in quickly. Left side shot. Rejected at the save. And out of bounds. It'll come back into Haskell. 21 on the shot clock. For Haskell, we may have a player a little dinged up down there. Is he cramped? Teammates grabbing him and stretching out the right leg. So we're going to guess that that's what it is. And Trey Gaines may check out for just a minute. He's reaching down and holding on to the right calf. His teammates are asking if it's okay. You can see he's nodding. Yeah, it's just, that thing hurts. Haskell will bring it into the baseline, and Bear will get it. 2:50 to go. Driving in, the rainbow shot. Rebound Raven. Now in trouble with it in the backcourt is Dockery, but he will get it away, and Preston Reynolds up the floor. Feeds in the middle to Ahmad. Lewis pushes it off on top. Now, a lot of teams, that player would have driven in and scored. Coach Moody does not want them to do that. Bring it out. Be patient. Get a better shot like that one. Up and good for the baseline for Braden Belt. Belt with two more, 74-65, and this is the largest lead of the game for Benedictine, up nine. 2:14 left. And as the ball is batted away by Benedictine, we'll have a Raven foul. The whistle on Preston Reynolds. I got him for four. We'll see if he comes out of the game, or Coach Moody's just going to see if he can make it to the end. Now we got a timeout. Full timeout. There we go. Got that square. Joseph, let's do it. 2:11 remains to be played. Benedictine by 9. Raven, 74. Haskell, 65.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you along with us here on Care Radio. 2:11 to go in tonight's ball game. 74-65. Benedict coming off the near sideline after that Pasco break. Okay. How am I doing here? Is that aha, right? Yeah, I'm 2 for 2. I'm going to stop. 2:11 to go. Haskell putting the ball in play, but they're going to come back. They're going to have to put the ball up a lot and soon down 9. 2 minutes now left. The drive to the baseline left, the fadeaway off the block, off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, and his bodies are strewn on the floor. We will get a Haskell foul. This one is going to be on Fonte King. For Bonzi, it's only his first foul of the night, and back into the lineup for Haskell will come Brian Strom. Strom is a 5'7" sophomore from Yakima, Washington.
That's rounding up.
74-65. A minute 40 to go. Ravens with it out on top. Work around to the left side. The dish over into the corner. Passing up the shot. Ravens are going to bring it back off on top. 8 on the shot clock. One-handed runner. It's up. It's in. And one. Knifing into the lane. Nicely done. The bucket to Belt. And a plus one. Braden Belt hitting a couple of free throws a moment ago off the tee shots. And he'll hit that one. He's having a big night. Braden Bell, way over 20 points now. Here's a falling away three. Nope. Ravens boarded down. Preston Reynolds with it. 75 seconds to go in the ball game, and the Ravens are going to ice this thing away. Now we'll get a foul in the backcourt. That is going to be, in fact, on Ryan Strom. So Strom will pick up his third foul of the game. On the other end of the court, Preston Reynolds. Shot. Nope. Rebound. Lost out of bounds to Benedictine. So Preston Reynolds tonight having a nice game. Preston with like 19 points is what I'm quickly running through. Belt will work it around to the right side. Dribbles back out on top near the center circle. Shot clock's gotten a single digit. Belt will pull up, feed across. Adise hooks and scores. Belt the assist. Adise with his ninth. 76-65, or make it 79-65 after the free throws. Inside a minute to go. And we get a foul on the other end of the court by Ira Blackbear. Ira out of Beggs, Oklahoma. BC will go up there with Preston Reynolds. Preston is 3 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. That one in, out and in. It hit, kicked out, hit the backboard, kicked straight back down and in. And that one's perfect. So Preston Reynolds, 5 of 7 with 21 points the freshman has. In the last minute of the ball game, as the Ravens are going to start this season off with a W here tonight. Black Bear to Strong, right side King, a three, in and out, no. And a rebound, BC. Ungashik in the backcourt. Gets it to Ahmad. Jumps it over to the right side. Messias. Shot clock and game clock about 5 seconds apart. Rams are going to run a little time. They'll burn it down. Come back out on top. Ungashik. 9 seconds, 8. He's just holding the ball on his hip. Feet to the top of the key. Are they going to just take the penalty? They're not going to bother with a shot. 2-1. There's a shot clock violation. And Haskell will be putting it in play at midcourt. 3 seconds to go. They will put it in, hold it up, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Ravens, 81. Haskell, 65. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight the Benedictine Ravens have gotten a 20,
2022-2023 basketball season underway. And started off a little slowly, kind of got the game leg going, and come away with an impressive 81-65 win. I'm going to encourage you to stick around because I am anticipating the opportunity of visiting with Coach Mooney. We did not specifically sit down, but why would we not, right? Why we wait for that, and as the team gets together for a bit in the locker room, let's recap the scoring in this ballgame. First of all, for Haskell Indian Nations College, they are led in the ballgame by Trey Gaines with 21 points tonight. Tate Bear had 17. Oh, thank you. Bear with 17, 16 tonight for Camden. Brian Strom had 5. It was Ira Blackbear, 4. Ellenwood with 2. And let's see. I thought, that's the final score. No one else other than that. So 21, 17, 16 for the Benedictine Ravens. Man, what a night for Braden Belch. Ends the game with 25 points, 9 of 14 shooting, and 4 of 8 from 3-point range, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Following him, freshman Preston Reynolds. How about Preston? 8 of 11. That's the kind of shooting you expect from a guy in the middle, and he's not really 4-5. 5 of 7 at the free throw line, 12 rebounds. Starting off his college career with a double-double, Preston Reynolds. Joella Dinze had 9 tonight. Jake Thompson. Hey, Coach Paul. Well, good to see you, my friends. Oh, thank you very much. You're too kind. Thank you. Appreciate you, man. Jake Thompson, so we go back to running these numbers here. Joella Dinze had 9. Jake Thompson had 7. I got 4 tonight for Ahmad Lewis and Messiah Dockery. A 3-point game for Tyson Cappy. 2 tonight for Anthony Hall. Tyson Cappy didn't get a ton of points, 3, but double-digit rebounds for Tyson. 10 rebounds in the game. Benedictine did some great things rebounding the basketball this evening. We're going to look here. Let me do a little team comparison. Ravens ended up shooting well for the night, 50% on 31 of 62 shooting. 5 of 15 from the outside and 14 of 22 at the free throw line. Ravens ultimately had too many turnovers this evening, but the number really dropped precipitously in the second half. Ultimately, 16 turnovers in the game for Benedictine. The Ravens, this is just a crazy number. 46 rebounds tonight for Benedictine. 15 offensive and 31 defensive rebounds for the Ravens this evening. Also, Benedictine credited with 17 assists, 22 points off the bench. BC doing very well. Now, again, I suspect Coach will be out this way here pretty shortly. This is giving me a great opportunity to remind you, and you may want to get out your planning calendar, because we're going to talk about the upcoming Cam Radio Sports schedule. Tomorrow night, guys, and I will be with you, Class 4A Regional Football Playoffs from Amelia Earhart Stadium, is the Atchison Phoenix will be at home with the Thunder of St. James Academy. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night from Amelia here on Care Radio for that one. Friday night, going up to John Riggins Field, Centralia, Kansas, as it'll be Jefferson County North at the Tigers. Another 7 o'clock high school ball game Friday night. Saturday night, Saturday afternoon and Saturday night, it just doesn't get any better, does it? Not one, not two, but yeah, 3 games on Care Radio Saturday. It'll begin up at Wilcox Stadium as the Benedictine Ravens will be hosting Evangel. And here's the deal. this is for the championship of the South, because both Benedictine and Evangel are 3-0 in the Hart South. Should be a great game. Pre-game here at Gear Radio about 12:30. 1 o'clock kickoff for the Ravens and Evangel, the Valor. Hey, we got Coach cruising up here. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Coach, no better way to start off a season than with congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Guys played well. I think I've told you this a couple times, and I've told a lot of people, I think this team is going to have some ups and downs, but if they project the way I think and they stick together through some of the tough times, I think this is going to be a pretty fun group. We weren't at our best, and I'll give a lot of credit to Haskell. They really came in, dialed in and making shots and kind of, was aggressive with their man pressure and made it hard on us. And I thought our guys, the thing I just told them, Tom, we made adjustments at halftime and even in the second half that they've never done in practice. Things that, like we said, two bigs just sit on the block and just go to war down there. And guards, you just play three around those two and punch gaps and just kind of go with, like, just very simple, simple stuff instead of trying to be fancy. And they executed that. Just really happy for them. I mean, to be down, a really young team. Tyson was the only guy that's ever started a game for us in the starting lineup. I think he's the only guy on the roster that's ever started a game for us. You have guys that played major minutes tonight in Sam Ungashek, Preston Reynolds, Anthony Hall, Jake Thompson, Messiah Dockery, Joel Adize. I mean, I could keep going. That have really never given us major minutes. I mean, in their career, like, they've given us maybe 5, maybe 8, 10, but never 30 or 15 quality where we're counting on them to produce. So I'm just really happy. I mean, first game, like, but to come back in a great crowd and to find a way to win it, we'll take it.
Coach, your coaches all over the country who are looking at this, and you have now just coined the phrase, the punch gaps offense. I mean, they're going to be running this, in Rupp Arena maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It was great, though. I mean, they adjusted, and that was going to be one of my next questions is, the second half was very different from the first half. First half, it didn't want to go in. I mean, the shots just wouldn't fall. Second half, it seems like they just kind of got in a little zone, and the movement kind of got smooth, and everybody kind of got feeling it a little
bit. And we've had to learn. We're just a different team. Everybody's been so used to that core group that we lost last year where a lot of times Jaden Bristol would set the table for people, and, Eric Cruz is bombing in threes as a 6'7" guy. Like, we're just a different team. And doesn't mean we're going to be worse at all. It just means we have to adjust offensively. And, I think that just being simple and spreading the floor out and just kind of using those bigs to our advantage. Preston Reynolds, how about that kid? We knew he was a good player coming out of high school, and he just spent all last year getting bigger, faster, stronger. So, yeah, I mean, I think that they made some great adjustments. I think that there's a lot to learn from. I'm just really happy with our defense too. I mean, they never went away. The defense hung in there. We're physical. So, I'm just excited for this group to get one under their belt, because I think we're just going to get better.
You're one game in, so it's kind of early to make any kind of broad sweeping generalizations or anything, but this team has a potential to be, like, really fast.
Oh yeah. They're
fast.
Sam
yeah.
and Doc at the one are super fast. Preston Reynolds can really, really run. Braden can run. I mean, Ahmad can run. Yeah. We really can. And I think, I haven't been able to watch the film, but if you charted it, I bet we had maybe 4 or 5 layups, layups where we took it from them and just laid it in at the other end because of our speed. And, we didn't have a lot of that last year. We had to grind for a lot of our buckets. I'm happy. I think that, it's a great start and something to build on. And, I just thought that the minutes that these guys gave us were fantastic. I must be looking at halftime here, because that doesn't look right.
That's halftime.
Yeah.
Improvement in the second half, though, because that first half turnover number was kind of ugly, but by the time the game got over, the ratio improved, okay?
Yeah. I mean, we told them that's good. It's good observation on your part. You've been doing this for how long now?
A week.
Yeah. They had 11. We had 11 turnovers. We had 11 turnovers at half, and I told them, if we're at 22, I don't think we win. We don't win. If we give them 22 possessions where we don't shoot, that's not a good sign. So we only had 6 in the second half. We made free throws better in the second half. We're not the greatest free throw shooting team right now. We do work on it. We're definitely practicing, and free throws are kind of a mental thing at times. But, I like the fact that I don't know where we were at halftime necessarily with this. We were at seven. So we had 10 assists in the second half. I mean, just kind of started to settle in a little bit and made things a little easier for us.
And by the way, Preston Reynolds has set the bar pretty high, double-double his first game out.
He's a special player. You know, I mean, he's, you know, and what he didn't show tonight is, well, it did a little bit, but he can really pass. I mean, he's like a point forward. You know, he can really see the floor.
Well, the one time he was laying on the floor and batted the ball up to a teammate who was breaking the other way.
His vision is insane. And he just, you know, he's really worked on his shot. He didn't need to use it tonight. He could just use his physicality and his speed. And, you know, I'm happy for him. I think that that's a great start for him. Braden Belt has been waiting his turn. He's 9 for 14 tonight, made 4 threes. That kid's a special player. You know, so – we're going to have a tougher opponent on Saturday. I know that, but we're happy with this start, and it just gives us a place to build. You know, I think that this team, sky's the limit. We just got to keep grinding.
Need to let fans know that they get to come up here. If they want to see you guys early, they got to get up here in the next few days because you got to be back here Saturday at 5 and then, what, Tuesday again, and then it's out of the house for a
couple weeks. Yeah, we're gone for a couple weeks until league starts, but we're home against Southwestern on Saturday at 5 o'clock.
So and they're not shabby.
Yeah, they're like 14th in the country. They're really good. They're a national tournament team from last year. And that's right after football. So you can catch football and win in the Hart South on Saturday and then come up and hopefully we're knocking off our nationally ranked team at home on Saturday. And then the girls play after that on Saturday at 7. So you could hit the trifecta if you will have hot dogs and you'll be able to eat and you'll be able to stay nourished. It'll be a great day for you. And then next Tuesday, we're at home against Avila at 7 o'clock. That's a standalone game for just us. And, you know, I'm sure you can sense it a little bit in my voice. I mean, I'm just excited about this group. They practice really hard. There's guys that didn't get in tonight that are help us get better in practice. They're explosive. They're fast. And I just think we're going to keep getting better. So, you know, stick with us. I don't know what it's going to look like. It might be a bumpy ride for a little bit, but I just think this group's got a great chance, you know. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, congratulations. Good way to get it started, man.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
You bet. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys.
I got to say
something. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
go for it, man.
I got to come back on.
Do it.
Congratulations on your Hall of Fame honor on Saturday.
Too kind.
Yeah, man, that was awesome. And your family was there, and your kids introduced you. And you know,
that was a highlight for me.
It was pretty
good.
Izzy has really grown up, man. Her speech was great, and I'm just really happy for you. It's long overdue and well earned, and all of those things that people say. But you're a Raven through and through, and I appreciate your friendship and your coverage. And I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Okay, just for that, we're coming back to Saturday and Tuesday.
Appreciate it. See you then.
Thanks very much, Coach Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, as the Ravens start the season with an impressive win over Haskell tonight. Final score this evening here in the Nolan: Benedictine 81, Haskell 65. And again, Saturday. Tomorrow night, Atchison High, St. James, football at 7. Friday night, JCN, Centralia, football at 7. Saturday, Benedictine football at 1. Raven football at 5, Lady Raven, or basketball at 5, Lady Raven basketball at 7. 3 games Saturday here on Care Radio. Thanks for having joined us. Till we reach you next time, for Gus here, for Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, Tom Couch from the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.